God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I've entitled this sharing, Let's Expect Miracles in 2022. You know, I was on the phone last week to a wonderful friend and we prayed together. And I think I mentioned miracles in the prayer, and afterwards my friend burst into song, singing the little song, Expect Miracles Every Day. Expect miracles when you pray, when you expect them. God has got the way to perform miracles for you each day. And we were both so encouraged, so blessed to think on God's miracles in our lives and in the scriptures. So I thought it would be good to look at just a few examples of God's miracles. So we'll start in Daniel 3, and Daniel 3 and verse 27. Now this is the story of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, who were thrown into the fiery furnace. And verse 27 says, the princes, governors, captains, kings, counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. So this was an amazing miracle. God made them fireproof. Just phenomenal. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. What a traumatic experience. And God delivered them by making them fireproof. You know, sometimes we have a problem, a challenge in life, and we think we know how the deliverance should be served to us. But many times God has a different way. In this miracle, you don't see that God put the fire out, do you? He didn't put the fire out. And sometimes in our life, we want the problem to go away. But he can make us super powerful and super conquerors in a situation that we keep walking it through. And here we see that the fire seemed to be the problem, but God didn't put it out. He made them fireproof and they walked through. How amazing that there wasn't even the smell of smoke on them. So what was deemed the problem just did not affect them at all. Fantastic. So the next one is chapter 6 in Daniel, verse 20. And this is Daniel in the lion's den. And in verse 20, when he came to the den, this was the king, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, saying, O Daniel, whom thou servest, is God able to deliver you from the lions? And verse 22, Daniel says, my God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they should not hurt me. You know, this story is a very popular story, you should say, for children more than adults. In some ways, it's become kind of cliche. We could sing the song real easily without really trying. But this is the truth of God in the scriptures. And we need to see how powerful, how awesome our God is, that he can shut the lions' mouths. So no harm came to Daniel, his man. What a fantastic miracle. Then we're going to look at Judges 16 and in verse 28. We'll pick it up there. And this is the story of Samson. And we see here that God gave him supernatural strength. And Judges 16, verse 28, Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, that I may be once avenged of the Philistines. Samson took hold of the two middle pillars, the one with his right hand, the other with his left. He bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and all the people that were therein. So there we see God giving his power, his deliverance, with supernatural strength. And I've got a super testimony to share here. When my son Ian was 10 or 11, he was at a summer camp. And there was a swimming activity. It was Friday afternoon, and the camp would be finishing on the Friday, Monday through Friday. So in the pool, the staff put all the inflatables, all the toys, everything for the children to play with. A lot of fun. But part of what they had was two raft-like things that they had on the pool. Each one was maybe the size of a mattress of a bed, a square mattress. And there was a rope coming out of the middle of one, and it tied to the rope coming out of the middle of the second one. So there was two rafts, they floated about. Five or six children could stand up or sit on one and the same number on the other. So they would pull each other, they'd push each other off. They just had a lot of fun. So Ian was pushed off the raft. He told me this at the end of the day. And he sank down, he swam underneath. But when he came up to the surface, the two rafts had been pulled together by the ropes, and he couldn't break through. It was stopping him come above the water and breathe air, which he needed to do. He was holding his breath. So he pushed, and the weight of eight or nine bodies on the rafts wouldn't let him do this. And he told me that in his mind, he got a flash of Samson and the strength he had. And he pushed with both his fists, and pooh, the raft separated, and he took the air he needed. And I thought, oh my goodness, how wonderful. I thank God, praise God, that my son was all right in that situation. God had delivered him. But these pictures, these images from the scriptures are ones that God wants us to keep in our hearts, because these are the truth of how God delivers. He is so diverse. He is so different. Nothing is impossible with him. He loves us and he delivers us. So I was just so blessed and so thankful. And the imagery of Samson with supernatural strength just was what he needed in that situation to believe God, and God came through. And let's look at Matthew 14. Matthew 14, and in verse 15, this is the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." Jesus said, "They don't need to go. You give them to eat." And we see that was, again, Jesus is training us. He's drawing the disciples up. He says to them, "You give them to eat." And they said, "We've got here but five loaves and two fishes. Bring them to me." He blessed, he broke. Verse 20, they did all eat and were filled. And they that had eaten were 5,000 men, beside women and children. Absolutely fantastic. I remember years ago hosting an event for believers, and we had a wonderful man. He was American. He was in our fellowship. He was a Vietnam vet. And he, his son, were born again. Wonderful believers. But he had a huge appetite. And when I was preparing the meal, I was always aware, and I must have enough for Lonnie to be full. Well, when you look at this in the Word, they were all filled, and there was over 5,000 men and 5 loaves, 2 fishes. God just kept multiplying it. What a miracle. And I know I've heard testimonies of weddings in India. The culture in India is different to American or British. When we have a wedding, we send out invitations and we expect people to respond, and we assess the numbers quite exactly for the wedding meal. But in India, people will just turn up. They will hear that so-and-so is getting married. And I know I've heard testimonies of hundreds and hundreds more arriving at a wedding in India where believers were getting married. And they bless the food and keep serving and keep serving, and it keeps coming. So the miracles of God are just awesome. Acts 4. This is a great one. Acts 4, verse 29. The believers here in the book of Acts prayed, and this was their prayer. Acts 4, 29. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, and by stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. So they prayed for boldness to speak the word and for healings. And look at verse 31. When they'd prayed, the place was shaken. Isn't that great? God just shook the building where they were. That was what God chose to do. I think he was well pleased with that prayer. I think they were praying what God wanted them to pray. And he marked it by shaking the building. Wow. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart, one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things that he possessed were his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Great grace was upon them all. When men and women step out into the will of God to proclaim healing in the name of Jesus Christ, to proclaim the new birth in the name of Jesus Christ, great grace will be on them. Absolutely wonderful. Acts 9 is super. Acts 9:40. And this is Peter. Peter, we know, was flawed in the Gospels, but he got born again. He got Holy Spirit within, and then he rocked the world, didn't he? And here in Acts 9, verse 40, he's come to be with Tabitha, who has died. She's in the upper chamber. Peter put people all out. He kneeled down and he prayed, turned to the body and said, Tabitha, arise. She opened her eyes when she saw Peter and sat up. Isn't that wonderful? Peter knew it was Christ in him, the hope of glory. He healed many. He healed many. Indeed, when you go back to the book of Acts in chapter 5, verse 16, it says that Peter, they brought a multitude of the cities, brought sick folks, them that were vexed with unclean spirits, they brought them to Peter and they were healed, everyone. That's Acts 5:16. So Peter did what Jesus did. Isn't that wonderful? And of course, God wants us to do what Jesus did, what Paul did, what Peter did. They were healed, everyone. So this raising of Tabitha was later on in the book of Acts. So simple, yet so powerful, honouring God, honouring the living Christ within Peter. Arise, and the dead got up. And the last one we'll look at is Acts 28. That is just so cool. Acts 28. And this was Paul. In verse 3, he'd gathered a bundle of sticks, he'd put them on the fire, a viper came out of the heat and fastened it on his hand. Verse 5, he shook off the beast into the fire and he felt no harm. Isn't that wonderful? You know, we can have that mentality, that perspective, that attitude. As things come against us, be it physical, mental, spiritual, shake it off. Shake it off in the name of Jesus Christ. Just like Paul here. He shook it off and he felt no harm. What a great man of faith Paul was. And we too can be great men and women of faith. You know, as I was looking at these great miracles, I'm again reminded the greatest miracle is the new birth. That a man of body and soul can be living in this life just ravaged by the world, broken-spirited, broken-hearted, diseased, and yet he turns to the Lord Jesus Christ and he takes Jesus as Lord in his life, believing God raised him from the dead. At that moment, he is saved, healed, delivered. Oh my goodness, the greatest miracle of all. So I pray that's a blessing to you, and together, let's expect miracles in 2022.